from verse 36 on through verse 40 to as the French Revolution, but your understanding totally sidesteps the French Revolution. And so he asks, what is your understanding of verses 36 through 39? And it's at this point we're going to begin those verses. We want to emphasize that we're going to, from this point on, as we march through these verses, we're still going to reach back into previous verses. There's still information that needs to be established, but we're trying to do it in a systematic order. So if there's some things that we seem to have passed over, hopefully we intend to get back to them. But in verse 36 of Daniel chapter 11, we'll begin that study now, and I'd like to read verses 36 to 39 as we start. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the god of his fathers, nor the desire of woman, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the god of forces, and a god whom his father knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange god, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. Now, for me, verse 36, where Uriah Smith makes a wrong turn, and I'm not trying to attack Uriah Smith, I'm just trying to use it as a point of reference to clarify this. In verse 36, it says, and the king. And Uriah Smith, if you read his book, and we should have his book according to the spirit of prophecy, because Sister White says we should be handing his book out. If it's one of the books that we should be getting out among non-Adventists, then by rights, we should at least have one in the house. And if you have the book, you'll see that he tries to make a case for verse 36 that the king, the very opening three words of verse 36, and the king, he tries to make a case that if you can say a king, that the following will make better sense. But brothers and sisters, the Hebrew says the king. Now the point is this, and Uriah Smith acknowledges this. If verse 36 is the king, as the Hebrew says, then the literary implications is that Daniel is just continuing to elaborate about the king that has been identified.